Is it on? Is it on, honey? Is this thing recording? Who what's up, YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grind the Scruff, BGC, Jack, Facebook, Periscope, and last but not least, every single one.
How many?
Every single one.
How many?
Every single one of my courage chart.
Who?
Christian!
Which one?
The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost peoples. Christian! Mingle! And the lands all across the land. This is your girl T.S. Madison. I'm coming to you loud, loud, and always and forever from the Queen Supreme.
Which one?
Supreme!
Which?
The Supreme Court, honey. And girl, we ain't did no podcast in a long time, but y'all, it ain't nothing like the night but to break the podcast out, girl, because we got Medicine Royalty in the house, yes. Honey. We got Bravo Royalty in the house. We got Royalty just, that's because it's a Black Queen Sister Circle Royalty. We got some Royalty running all up and through the marvelous chateau. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Miss Quad herself.
Yes.
Loud, loud, and in color on the Queen Supreme Quad podcast. Now, Craig, you've been wanting Quad for a long time.
I have.
I don't think you wanted Quad as much as I wanted Quad. Because one thing about it, I love a good attitude.
And baby, Quad, come through.
One thing about Quad got an attitude, and I feel like Quad is really
a gay man.
Trapped inside of a woman's body.
Yes, for the people, honey.
For the people, for the cheering. And, you know, I've always felt that I would love to sit down and have some conversations. Now, she and I have had conversations, you know, online and stuff like that or whatever. And she's encouraged me. I remember she and I were at the what is that thing that was honored? We got honored at the...
We're at City Hall.
City Hall. Mm-hmm. We were down at City Hall. And the way she spoke, she eloquently spoke, honey, when she received her award. And there was something that she spoke about that really resonated in my spirit. And she was talking about people making narratives about you. Mm-hmm. And it was... It touched me, and I was like, girl, I just gotta have. I was like, girl, I got to have you. You know, Dineva is our good Judy.
Right. Absolutely.
And, you know, Dineva has been trying to facilitate it. Yeah. Well, you know, she TV royalty, girl. You know how it is. But guess what? We on the way.
We on the way.
No lies. But listen, here's the deal. Regardless. Now, this is your microphone. Does it pick up
from many
ways,
honey?
Yeah. What's the radius on this? But no, the deal is... I love who I love, and I'm into who I'm into. And I think T.S. is a really good person, very beautiful person inside and out. Now, we don't play the radio, piano, or the fiddle.
Right.
Never.
Right.
But we are good, and we have good hearts. And I feel that our spirits, in terms of our hearts, are kindred.
Thank you.
So regardless of being on Bravo, being on TV One at the same damn time, may I add, having a day proclaimed after me, your very own.
Listen,
Miss Quad.
I love it when she's with those accolades.
You understand what I'm saying?
Like, get into it.
Yeah, I fall face first. Listen. And then even, you know, I can take you to the kitchen. We can whip up a couple things or two. Mm-hmm. I am never too big.
Yeah, I got your cookbook upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Heavenly gave me your cookbook, and I got it upstairs. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
I am never too big, so it is a pleasure to be here, honey. Let me tell you, when I came through the door, baby, they had all types of aromas in the air, honey. I smelled some turnip greens,
yes.
Some rice,
yes.
Maybe some turkey, a little roast beef, honey,
yes.
With the good carrots, girl.
Yeah, yeah,
baby, they got the good organic carrots for the doll.
Yeah.
And I said, yes.
Hey, listen, when I saw your cookbook, I was like, she spent some money on this cookbook because
it's
a hardback and it's thick.
Did you bring it with you? Let me go upstairs and get the cookbook. Keep on talking to her.
That's a huge
cookbook.
Because
we're going to show this on the show.
Yes,
okay.
yes. Yeah.
So
I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that. And that was, and I always like to tell this story because I don't want people to ever think that it happened overnight because I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the machines that are behind me, TV One and Bravo, that I could just wake up and say, hey, you know, I think I'll have a book tomorrow, a cookbook tomorrow. And I wanted to come out like 5 days afterwards.
Right.
It didn't happen that way. In fact, that cookbook was indeed in the mist for 2 years.
Wow.
Right? It was in the works for 2 years. You know, there was a lot of ups and downs, changes and turnarounds in my life.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had to let some people go in terms of firing some people, not saying that they're bad people, but just saying that they were not a good fit for me. And
sometimes you got to do that to grow to the next level.
You must.
Yeah.
Not got to do it. Yeah. You must. Yeah. It's a must. Absolutely. This is your life. This is your future. This is your well-being. This is what you're trying to create for generations. Why are we playing with it? Mm-hmm. This is our future and the future of our children. So why are we playing with it? That should be the question that is asked. A lot of times people, and I don't want to get too far off the subject, but a lot of times people feel like, oh, well, I've known this person for an extensive mm-hmm. amount of time.
And sometimes you feel committed to them because you've known them for such a long
but
time.
But baby, emotionally, I ain't got nothing Absolutely. To do with, are you getting the job done? Right. That should be the primary question mm-hmm. asked. Because here's the deal. You can still have a relationship. Mm-hmm. You can have that emotional mm-hmm. relationship. We just don't need to do business Absolutely. Together. You feel me? I understand. So what I was saying to you is I had a literary agent mm-hmm. who birthed over 325,000 authors. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, when it came down to me, and maybe some things had shifted in his life, personal things too, he just did not know how to package me. He didn't know how to sell me. He didn't know how to go out there and get those yes. meetings for me. Because if I ever walk through a door, mm-hmm. I can close the deal and will.
Right.
Indeed.
Just get me to the table.
Just get me to the table, honey. Yeah. I'm showing up and showing out, and I'm closing the deal, walking out with it. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? So I had to make the decision to end that relationship. And, you know, it wasn't a hard thing to do, you know, because it wasn't personal. Again, like I said, it was for my future. And then we had to get back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm. And the second time around, I went in and I sat in on interviews and mm-hmm. had my particular questions for the literary agents before I said yes. I didn't just take a literary agent because this person was one like mm-hmm. I did the first
Absolutely,
time.
Yeah.
This time I was more informed and I knew exactly what I was looking for yeah. and what I wanted. And so I was able to sit in on a multitude of interviews and I made a decision and you know, I made a great decision right. because as you can see, that person took me to a large publishing house in New York City and I went in and I closed the deal.
So in this particular cookbook, it's not just desserts. Are there desserts in there, but is it sweet and savory? Like what?
Yeah, see, now let me just talk to the people that I don't really do much desserts, honey, okay. you know, because I like to stay cute in the face and slim in the waist.
uh-huh.
I don't really do much desserts. But what I do, there are 100 recipes in the okay. cookbook.
It's
absolutely.
Coming downstairs. Okay.
And some of them are things that I grew up on, homegrown recipes, and some of the things
Memphis.
Are just, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, honey.
You from where I'm free of the cousin pastor from?
Baby, ooh, baby. I think after that video surfaced around, honey, he had a new name. Long Tongue John.
But that wasn't him, though.
That wasn't him.
No, it was some other pastor.
Girl,
everybody said. Thought that was Thaddeus Matthews.
Girl, I thought that was him.
Yeah.
But that cousin pastor is down in Memphis, honey, doing the food. I'm telling you. But
now, Miss Choir, listen, yes. I love you. But when you talk, please let Regina get on your face too.
Oh, it still ain't you. What 20% in or what
yeah,
we had on percentage?
Yeah, because Regina, listen, one thing about Regina sends her energy over to me. She like, bitch, I want to do this woman's face because she pretty.
Oh, thank you.
And Regina wants to get into that mug.
Baby, and you know you see this skin, baby, it's sitting. It's not a bump or bruise or blemish.
Yes,
ma'am. Get into it.
Skin.
Regina, get over there, get on her. Get over there, get on her.
Don't lay me out, child.
Go on her, because Regina's looking at me like, bitch, look.
Go on, beat me
like,
down.
She's like, listen,
child.
I need to fix my plate before everything gets up.
Go on, beat me down, but don't beat me like Ike Turner. Don't do it like that.
Whitney, come on behind me, bump this hair a little bit, because by the time that Regina is done.
But this is flawless. This hair is everything.
Yeah,
child.
This is
so
yes.
This wave right here. Baby, this stuff, you got
good. There we go.
You got a good quality
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, this is Youth Beauty Boutique hair. There we go. Y'all can't see nothing, but y'all, if y'all watching the show, you'll definitely see this. We're gonna hold up Miss Quad's cookbook on the show because one thing we do here at the Queen Supreme Court, we support black businesses and definitely black female-owned businesses.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
One thing I got in my life is a bunch of black females. Because when Quad walked in here, it was black females working. Black gays working, honey, and we all minorities out
That's
here
right.
in this world. We
that's
got
right.
if we don't support one another, ain't nobody else gonna support us, child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it
but
is.
But catch these teas.
Uh-huh.
If we supported each other like we supposed to, we
listen,
wouldn't need nobody else.
Listen,
support. Now get into it.
I say it all the time.
That's
and,
true.
And
tea.
It's like we use
that's
our,
true tea though.
If we collectively use our social media to really push and promote each other. We could create Black Wall Street all over again.
Mm-hmm.
There was a thing as such thing as Black Wall Street.
Yes,
what
absolutely.
To it?
Yes,
it was
in
burned
Oklahoma,
down.
It was
by
bombed.
White folks.
It was in Oklahoma. It was
yeah.
bombed.
My God.
Black owned banks, black owned stores,
yes.
black owned everything.
Everything was right there. We
in
didn't
Oklahoma.
Come out of the community for anything.
Do you
didn't
think
have
it's
to.
A fear? Like it's a fear now that to recreate that?
A fear for who? The majority or the minority?
Both.
You know, I don't think that the minorities have put our heads together yet to say this is what we're going to do.
And there are too few of us who actually know what it was.
But see, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because all that takes is education. Absolutely. And we know education rules the nation just as communication does. So that's fine. But I don't think that we've stopped for a moment and said, hey, we can actually reproduce this and recreate this. Now, in terms of the majority, fearless. Yeah. They are fearful. Yeah. Completely, 100% fearful.
It was why they burned it down the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, those black folks that were from those communities, they were so petrified. They didn't talk about it for generations. They didn't even talk about it.
But if they talked about it,
white folks came and killed them.
Right, but don't you think we have people that's in the position of power now, like Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry and Pat McGrath, who's a makeup billionaire. Like, all of these people that have the power and the money to jumpstart Black Wall Street all over again.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I personally think that it just hasn't been, the idea of it has not been introduced.
Right.
That's what I think. I just think that the idea of it hasn't been introduced. And sometimes we get so caught up in all of our projects and what we're doing currently, and it's working for us currently. And not only is it working for us currently, we are actually giving back to the communities in a multitude of ways. So you feel like you got all of everything, you got your boxes checked. And sometimes it just takes one person to say, hey, you know what? Black Wall Street did very well. I think we should try that again.
And I think that, you know, it's possible. And I think what we need to do is we need to be really smart and vigilant about how we use our social media. Because, for example, like when I visit a restaurant or whatever it is, and I think that it's really great and they do business well, and I'm not talking about them because I can already imagine there are people listening thinking, yeah, but you can't always support black businesses because they don't do right. There are businesses that do it well, and when they do, I try to support them on my social media, but we all don't think in that way. Like, sometimes we want to keep it to ourselves. We don't want people to know because you found this cute little place or whatever. Or because you want to monetize your social media, which I get that too. You know what I mean? It's like, well, no, they need to pay me for me to promote them on my social media. But it's just a matter.
I think we can achieve the goal for everybody that's involved if there is a thoroughly thought out plan that both parties or all parties will benefit from.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't think that there is. It's not a one-way street.
Right.
You understand
what I'm saying? And Jay-Z and Puffy, they've been working on some sort of an app. It's supposed to house all black-owned businesses.
Yes, that is true.
I don't know when that's supposed to.
I don't know the launching date either, but yes, it's in process.
Which would be amazing. So if you're looking for a grocery store, you can type it in there.
Now let me ask
you. That's actually an African-American young girl who is doing that as well. And I think all of the products are created by African-American people and blacks.
Okay.
Now, let me pose this question in that situation, Craig.
Why? What's that?
When we start supporting African-American businesses, would the gay African-American be a part of that?
Should be. I know you were posing that question to Craig, but I'm going to jump on in.
Come on.
Now, I say yes. I say absolutely. I say, let me tell you something. For me, what's going on in somebody else's bedroom ain't got nothing to do with me at all. At all. Point blank, period. It has no bearing on my life. And my thing is this, and especially for African-American people, the oppressed being, the oppressed person who once been had an enslaved people, and you know what it feels like to have not, or to be looked down upon, or to not be given equal rights, equal pay, equal health care. Why would you turn around and be like that just because a person has a different sexual preference than you understand? Why would you be like that?
But that's one of those things that divides us as a community, too.
All right.
You know, unfortunately.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
When I released my first book, I remember thinking very heavily about Elin Harris and how he did it, how he managed to reach millions of people around the world through his work, and how I would do it. His readers became my readers. I write because it's my passion. I write with black people on my mind and black gay men in my heart. Toni Morrison gave me the courage to say that out loud.
Yes, I can write about white people. White people can write about black people. Anything can happen in art. There are no boundaries there.
I could write about anything, anyone, but I choose to write about our experience.
And I've spent my entire writing life trying to make sure that the white gaze was not the dominant one in any of my books.
Book of Jewels is my love letter to black people.
It has nothing to do with who reads the books. Everyone, I hope, of any race, any gender, any country.
Book of Jewels is 11 of the biggest life lessons that I've learned to date, and the stories behind those lessons. Book of Jewels is available now on Audible, all e-readers, and Amazon.com. Visit www.craigthewriterstewart.com for more information.
Maddie Bob, you already know what time of day it is, honey. We are going on vacation. Girl, y'all already know we went down there to that Dominican Republic last year and tore that bitch up. But this year, we taking it down there to Mexico, honey. Actually, Riviera Maya, Mexico. And girl, guess who coming with me? Guess, girl. Guess. Huh? You couldn't guess? Well, let me tell you. The cussing pastor. Ha, 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 ha. Thaddeus Matthews will be my guest judge July 10th through the 15th. Honey, I need you to rush over there right now and get your tickets at www.qscvacations.com. That's www.qscvacations.com. And honey, listen, don't meet me there, bitch. Beat me there. I love you. See you in Mexico, girl. Come on here, Pastor. Let's get down to business. All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you got your tickets for our Mexico trip, honey, because we might be surprised. You might find something very special when you arrive, honey. You might find something very special. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Quad was talking, and Craig, we were talking about black businesses and black businesses, Black Wall Street, and then we went over to the touchy subject of
will gays be included?
Will gays be included, yeah, and Quad spoke of, she spoke a heavenly word, and while we were on a commercial break, the word was so strong, Regina fell into the spirit, and she spoke three tongues. I don't know if it was English, Spanish, or the Lord's. But she spoke in three of them, honey, and walked backwards and said, BD Arabosa. I don't know what that means, but whatever it was, we must have said something real good. Right, Regina D?
Mm-hmm.
She's silent now, honey, because she's still slain in the spirit.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's so good that Quad is sitting here because, you know, we watch her on television. We see her on Married to Medicine. And I just got a couple of questions. Like, Ms. Quad, how real is that?
It's all the way real.
Yeah.
It's all the way real and it's all the way live. In fact, everything that I have ever been through or said or done on Married to Medicine has been completely real.
It's been real.
I don't believe in being contrived, rehearsed, structured, or with practice.
Mm.
It's been real. So when you've seen me at times where I have been angry, yes, indeed, that was the emotion that I felt. You've seen me at times where I've been extremely happy. That's the emotion I felt. You've seen me at times where I've been even sad.
And that was real, too. Right.
Yeah. I don't get the privilege of being able to come through Fugazi. You know, and just ride the wave like some of the girls do. I don't get a chance to do that.
Okay, so you mean ain't nothing fake about you. Everything is all up.
Now this wig I got on and then it's the lashes. And then he's lashes.
We ain't talking about accessories because, honey, that's just drag. You feel
me? You know what I'm saying?
RuPaul said it best. We're all born naked and the rest is drag.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that and it didn't resonate with me until I started really looking at, like, damn, you know.
So you got into your pieces and got into all.
Uh-huh. You know, it's all drag, honey, because we are naked when we take all this stuff off. And he's right, you know.
But like you were saying a moment ago, Madison, we on our way.
Yeah.
So my question for you, Quad, is when they first approached you mm-hmm. about doing reality TV,
yeah.
were you apprehensive? Was there any anxiety or anything like that?
I don't get much anxiety. I do very well under pressure, and, mm-hmm. and I do very well with stress, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was married, and mm-hmm. We were very young
mm-hmm.
in our marriage, and so that was something that was heavily considered
mm-hmm.
Because we wanted to make sure that we were making the right decision as
mm-hmm.
a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I think overall we did. You know, I think that in life and in relationships, period, whether it's you know, you're married or a business relationship or a friendship,
right.
Sometimes things can go wrong, and if both parties are not in the same place at the same time, mentally and emotionally, then we know that that can come to or can succumb to an end.
Go ahead. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I did, because I mean, I've been having the conversation with people in relationships. I've been saying, like, this is just my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think that relationships sustain longer when people occupy separate spaces.
I feel like in a relationship?
Yeah, I feel like they
so do you so Maddie, you believe that a couple can be married, and I can stay on the north side and that person can stay on the south side, and we can have a very beautiful intensified relationship of love.
Is this hypothetical? Or are we talking about?
No, these are my opinions. She's
no,
asking.
We're not talking about anyone in particular.
Yeah, because
I am very much so divorced. So we're not saying that. I'm just trying to get the thought process.
Right,
trying to
see
what Maddie is putting in that.
Yeah, I feel that because I just think that, you know, it's just like, this is how friends even remain friends a long period of time. You got to go home. Get your ass behind home. Get your ass home. And it's just like, I want to love you. I want to be with you. I want to love you there. But when it's time, when you're getting on my nerves, go in your space. I may not want to see you today.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I will say maybe have a large enough home. Have a large enough home where you can go on this wing and then I can go on this wing.
Yeah,
and you both have your respective
your
lives
space.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, and that's important
that's
too.
That's important.
A lot of times when people have nothing going on, then it's very challenging to see someone glow up.
Yeah.
Or indeed, if it's not just that, then it's the fact if you have one party who's uberly confident, but you have the second party who has low self-esteem and insecure. That is going to be the demise of that particular relationship.
Right.
Period. And you cannot continue to carry people. You just can't.
You can't. So how do you approach dating now? Are there things that you look towards or look for now?
Yes, God.
Like what?
Well,
what do you think you can do better? Because I think every relationship is about learning and growing.
Sure.
And it's all designed to grow you. So that relationship grew you.
Yeah,
and I think every relationship has an expiration.
Yeah.
Because we all have to die. It's not always because you grow up. It's not always because you grow apart, but we all have to die. So every relationship
but
has
I still
its expiration.
I let me tell you, Craig, I do still believe in love ever after.
I do too.
I do.
Too.
So let's just state that for the record.
I don't.
I know. No, and
it's not. I just think that when it's like an amusement park or a ride, when it's done respectably, get off.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Just get off.
So you don't believe that it's forever then?
I don't think that all love is intended to be a forever kind of love. Mm-hmm. I think some, but not all.
Some people just don't know when to get off the ride, Ms. Quad.
And I think that's when it starts to break down.
They don't know when to. Like, they'll see the ride is going up and down, and it's bumpy.
Yes.
Girl, when the thing land, get on.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so you...
Don't keep going back around. Get off it when it's done. Like, it's over. You know, and it's just like, this is how you possibly, when you know it's over, can still sustain some type of friendship or whatever afterward. Like, it's just done.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's in the case if it's a bad relationship or it goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it never goes bad? Do you still believe in love ever
after? Oh, yes. Now, that I believe in.
Well, name me a relationship that hasn't went bad.
But he still believed. It don't mean.
I just want to know what relationship hasn't went bad.
I don't know if I think that all relationships go bad as much as I believe that.
Craig,
all...
let me. Which song Mary J. Blige sung about Ken do, and which one did she sing about Ken do?
Well, that whole breakthrough album was about Ken do.
Because I'm telling you, I remember when she got with Ken do, and I remember she was the happiest moments of her life. And I know when she found out about Ken do,
right,
was the worst parts of her life.
But you know what I think, and this speaks of what you were saying a moment ago, Quad. I think the cardinal mistake that she made was that she wanted to feed into his insecurities. And I don't know if this was an insecurity for him or not, but she made him her manager because she was trying to make sure that
build him up.
And absolutely. Listen, and that's not your responsibility.
But this is the thing, but it's been the responsibility that society has placed the onus on the woman.
On women.
Okay?
I agree.
So, yes, while you say it ain't her responsibility, we have been conditioned to believe, indeed, that she is. It is her responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I think with that situation, Mary gave far more to him than he could have ever given to her.
I agree.
And so you asked me earlier, what was my mistake or what have I learned or what would I do differently? Mm-hmm. What I would do differently, I don't give too much too soon.
Listen.
So the deal is now you have to prove yourself to me. Listen, I said this the other day on another podcast that I was on, and I meant what I said. I have four horses in the race right now, and one I'm about to drop. And then the deal is that it's funny because once I said that, now everybody's stepping up and everybody's
trying to figure out. Everybody's trying they to listening. Yeah. They're listening to what she's saying, and she's like, I'm going to break it down in the term that she didn't. Uh-huh. I'm talking to four niggas right now. Uh-huh. One of you motherfuckers is on y'all way out of here. Uh-huh. And everybody want to pull it up and pull it to the stable. Like, I hope I ain't the one.
I'm not the one. I had someone to call me the other day and said,
Well, you're a very sexy, attractive woman.
Thank you, babe.
And listen, and I don't even want to say this, but like, you're a darker skinned woman. Because you know how some people say because you're dark skinned, you're right. It's not that.
That's an underhanded compliment. Yeah, right.
It's because you are dark skinned, you are so beautiful. Right. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, oh, she a dark skinned or she pretty. Yeah, no, it's girl, you. I don't
that color brings it up.
Oh, it does. It just and I don't. I really don't think that darker skinned women. Get told that they're beautiful enough. I just don't.
Yeah.
It's not no shade because, you know, when a light-skinned woman walks in, she's automatically...
The assumption is.
Or at least she thinks she is. Absolutely. Because that's kind of... That goes back to Jim Crow and all of that. And prior to Jim Crow, when we had the field Negro and we had the house Negro, and because you were of lighter skin complexion, then you were able to come into the household, and then you had to work the fields if you were darker. We have to stop allowing the masses or the majority... Tell us what it's beautiful and what it's not.
Right. The magazines have done it. Vanity Fair's done it because for a long period of time, I wanted to look like a white woman. When I first was transitioning, I started transitioning in my teenage years, and all I saw were white women.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wanted a white woman's nose. And this is how we start getting deep into these cosmetic surgeries.
But that nose you got, baby, is T, baby.
Yeah.
I ain't lying. That's a pretty nose sitting up on that face, though.
I did do a little something. And it was patterned after Little Kim's nose, her first nose.
That nose was
not these other four. The first nose. That she had it was conditioned after that and I was like, ooh, this is a cute little nose, you know. And speaking of her, when she was darker,
that was my
favorite.
She was
prettiest.
Yes,
that thing was
so. She was prettiest.
That thing was so gorgeous.
She was prettiest.
And I think that she was at her prettiest when she was darker, and she was just natural. She was such a natural beauty, but I don't think enough people told her that, or not even told her that, but I don't think it was enough.
It was affirmed for her through society, this period.
That, like, girl, you're dark and beautiful, dark and lovely. Bitch, you are dark and lovely.
You better hop on a perm, boy.
Girl. You are gorgeous, you know, so I don't want you to think that I was an underhand
compliment.
I just want you to know that because
that adds to it.
Because of that, girl, it just adds an extra layer of beauty, because you're a beautiful woman. First, and because the melanin in the skin,
baby.
Listen, Regina said, and you said, girl, ain't a blemish or a blotch on it, honey.
Not Nan.
And she came through, powdered you down.
I'm done. Baked and ready to go.
So whatever man, whatever horse that you about to drop out the stable is going to miss out.
He's going to, for sure. I've already made my decision. So I got all of them scrambling right now, and everybody's trying to figure out. I had one say, well, wait a minute. He texted me. Well, he called me and said, well, what horse am I? I want to get a shirt made. What's my name?
Oh.
And I'm going to put Miss Quad's horse on there. I said, now look at you. Aren't you something?
Right.
Then I had another one today text me and say, well, who you cutting off? Then I had the other one the other day. I said,
so they were listening.
Oh, they listening.
So she was power dating.
But let me talk
to you. And I think it's so important for women to do that.
This is the best approach I could have ever taken. And to be abundantly clear and overly vocal about it. Yes. I think it was better for me. And I'll tell you why. And I think women should do it too, because when people know that there's competition, then everybody has to step their game up. Yes. I have made a mistake even after I was divorced, dating someone, and was, you know, he was one person, you know, very focused on him, and, you know, a whole lot of to do and this and that, and helping with kids and dental appointments and child bye. Bye to the people. And that didn't turn out so favorable because there was nothing in his mind. While I thought that he was of age and emotionally mature enough mm-hmm. that he would value what I was giving. Mm-hmm. He was just thinking like, you know, shit, this is what she's supposed to be doing. And right. he took it for granted. Right. So then I said, thanks for the wake up call. Mm-hmm. And I activated. Mm-hmm. And so when I activated, baby, it's four in the stable and I'm here to pick up more.
Boom.
Right. Right.
So let me ask you this question, Kwok, before we close out. Do you think that your presence on television, your presence in just like social society,
yeah.
or just you being a successful black woman, mm-hmm. have you experienced difficulties in
yes.
dating or difficulties in commitment or difficulties in men having the esteem?
Being intimidated.
Yeah,
by
intimidated right. or yeah. trying to over, like,
compensate.
Yes.
Because yeah.
I think sometimes the qualities that draw people to you are often the same qualities that make them insecure once they're with you.
That's what happened in my marriage, but here's the deal.
Oh.
The one that I'm about to let go, uh-huh. I'm letting him go because there's too much capping. There's too much of putting on. Mm. There's too much I'm acting like, and I see clearly that you're not.
Right.
I don't like that. You need to come to me real, mm. or just don't come at all. Mm-hmm. There is more... I have more value in you when you just let me see who you yeah. are. But he's trying to keep up with me. You don't. Uh-huh. You can't, because we're already on different levels.
Yeah.
Right. You're doing very, very well for yourself,
right.
but we're on different levels.
Right.
Don't try to keep up with me.
Right.
I want you just to be who you are
right.
and take care of me as the man that you are. Don't try to do me.
Mm-hmm. Do you. Mm-hmm. Don't do me.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I get it, Ms. Kwok.
So he's out of there.
So, yeah. This is the one. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to call him
good and gone.
Good and gone.
That's the good and gone horse.
That's the good
right.
and gone horse.
Yeah.
And horse.
Don't put your money on him.
Listen, right. and horse, you might be listening. Honey, you definitely know who you are.
Yes,
so I want to ask this question too, Ms. Kwok, because this might be a tad bit, little bit vulgar, but but I don't want to word it in a vulgar way. I want to ask you, in dating,
yeah.
is it okay if a woman
has sex with all of them? No. No. Absolutely not. The word is dating. No, everyone is not going to be privy to this pie I have.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Shout out to my CFSU.
Come through. Mm-hmm. You're not, because you're not worthy. And I'm not here to be a notch under your belt to build your self-esteem so you can run around town and say you had Miss Kwok. No, God, you haven't. What you have had was dinner with me. What we have had was helicopter rides. What we have had maybe was a trip or something. What you have had was maybe even a massage. Mm-hmm. But you have not had me.
Oh. Well, do you even pinch the bitch?
Well, now, you know when you hug.
You want to see.
Right.
You get a little close to the people.
Yeah. I mean, I asked
you
this
know?
Question, Ms. Kwok, because it's for me. I might be trash or whatever. I need to know what's going on, because I don't want to.
It's ways you can do that, Maddie, without even trying. Like, you don't got to get that.
See, this is the part of being a woman that I don't. I think mm-hmm. it's.
But everybody don't need to say they've been with Maddie.
Right, I know that. But see, this is the part of being a woman that I possibly haven't mastered yet. I'm being honest mm-hmm. on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I probably haven't mastered that. Because I don't think a woman should really freely give her body or whatever.
Right.
But I am very much so. I'm not a person that likes to take a lot of time when it comes down to a man. Like, sir, I need to know if I don't feel so deep in love with you
mm-hmm.
and you can't hit that right.
It
and I'm over here miserable. Like, can you call your friend, the one that was cute with you that time when we met?
But you can't call the friend either. Cause that's unladylike. You're not gonna do that either.
God,
what
I got
you
to learn
can
how to
do
be a lady.
Now, there are many ways to sustain yourself. I'm gonna start that.
Right.
Well, listen, we're gonna cut that off right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to rush down right now and get Miss Kwok's cookbook immediately.
Come through.
Ms. Kwok, tell them where they can follow you. Tell them where they can
yes.
get your cookbook and stuff. And
absolutely, absolutely. You can get my cookbook, Cooking with Ms. Kwok, Live, Laugh, Love, and Eat, anywhere fine books are sold. That's Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon. Anywhere fine books are sold, you most certainly can find me. And you can follow me at Absolutely Kwok on all social media platforms. You can see me every single day if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained at Sister Circle TV on TV One. And when you want to get your good dose of medicine, baby.
You
when the head hurting and the back is broke. You can see me every Sunday on Married to Medicine as we are preparing to film for season 8 of Married to Medicine.
Wow, 8 seasons.
8 seasons.
God is good.
Ain't he?
He's good. He's
baby,
good all the time.
All the time.
Listen,
all the
when you
time.
Get up in those 8 seasons, baby, those checks are hideous.
Listen.
They are ugly, baby.
I ain't mad at him at all.
I know that
Claude, right. I do want to thank you so much for coming, doing the Queen Supreme Court with us, and also being on our podcast. We will definitely have to do this again.
Absolutely.
Like when we want to do a longer time. I'd actually really like to sit down with you at least once or twice out of the week. When you ain't busy, you
swing
through.
Well, we might can say what's tape.
And we do a whole, like, because people like to see perspectives of people that they think aren't tangible. Because, you know, when you get into a TV space,
that is true.
Like, they're not tangible.
Yeah,
she's
the
other, whatever. And I'm one of the most down-to-earth people that you'll meet me, Dineva.
Yeah,
you know,
we're
from Miami, and we just got that thing. Greg is down-to-earth, too. You know, he a little...
bougie.
a little bougie. You didn't know Craig was gay?
Yes, I called his teeth. What you talking about?
Craig, everybody knows you're a woman in this month. Long as they buy my book. Words never spoken. One thing for certain, two things for sure.
Here go.
So much to say, a book of quotes.
Here she goes. Well, run the promo at the end and give me my $75. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Queen Supreme Court podcast with Miss Absolutely Quad.
Oh, my God.
And listen, I hope that you have already watched the show, because we've had an amazing show. And if you ain't watched it, go back, honey, because we about to turn this out.
Rewind!
Boom!
All right now, Maddie Bob, you already know what time of day it is, honey. We are going on vacation. Girl, y'all already know we went down there to that Dominican Republic last year and tore that bitch up. But this year, we taking it down there to Mexico, honey. Actually, Riviera Maya, Mexico. And girl, guess who coming with me? Guess, girl. Guess. Huh? You couldn't guess? Well, let me tell you. The cussing pastor, Thaddeus Matthews, will be my guest judge July 10th through the 15th. Honey, I need you to rush over there right now and get your tickets at www.qscvacations.com. That's www.qscvacations.com. And honey, listen, don't meet me there, bitch. Beat me there. I love you. See you, Mexico girl. Come on here, Pastor. Let's get down to business.